This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Yeah. Everyone all said, cocked and locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. All the way from Silicon Valley, California, Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's it going there? And hope everybody's doing well on this Friday morning.
Doing really well, Bert. And class, if you want to see the latest of the campground, you just go to a search engine, type in natural space farms space campground, natural farms campground, three words. You'll get to see what it looks like. And we've been working on it. And Bert, I got to tell you, I guess I'm biased, but it is truly magnificent what nature has done here on planet Earth, and we're just enjoying the nature. It's incredible how the grass is green, the trees are starting to they're budding, and the leaves are just starting to come out. And what a beautiful planet we happen to be stewards of, while we're alive. It's impressive. It really is. Bert,
you happen to be stewards of the bees.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, bees are a good thing.
Stewards absolutely, and there aren't many of them. There really are not many bees. So, for those who are, spraying with, wasp spray and bee spray and killing the pollinators, in the long run, you're going to be hungry. It's as simple as that, because they are the pollinators of the planet, and we need them. We absolutely, positively need them. They do the heavy lifting. They really do. Just like bacteria does the heavy lifting in gardens, to transform organic matter into usable soil. The same thing.
Except for killer bees.
Bert, you have a syllabus today. Yeah. Yeah. And you've got a syllabus that's extraordinary today. Are you going to start with Biden and what he's doing with electric cars?
We can. Or we might end up spending the whole hour on that. Maybe we should cover briefly and... In this case, I have more questions than answers, but what's going on with the dairy farm explosion in your neighboring state? And since I know you don't technically run a dairy farm, but I think you do have a few cows you milk, so, and you also raise cattle for beef, so it's something you know about. What's your take on the explosion? I mean, it seems almost... impossible that there was only one person in charge of thousands upon thousands of cattle, and in one explosion, they all perish. I have more questions than answers.
Okay. Well, let me do this. So, class, there was an explosion that allegedly killed 13,000 cows. All at once. And they're saying that it was something to do with methane gas. And methane gas is produced at the south end of a cow. And it's natural. It's a natural to natural gas. Decomposing organic matter causes a methane gas. It makes it. And yes, it is combustible. Well, I got an email from you and Andy Gibbs and some others, Robert Bryce and Bill Chow, and here was my responses. I'm just going to read what I sent y'all, meaning some instructors and associates of USA Prepares. Gentlemen, something is seriously wrong here. The numbers do not add up. 13,000 cows at 2 acres per cow is 26,000 acres. At 640 acres per square mile, that's 41 square miles of land. Something is seriously wrong here. Black smoke does not equal methane. This is a hydrocarbon petroleum fire. Vincent, that's what I said. So I'm not buying that there was an explosion that killed 13,000 cows that was caused by methane gas. I think that is something that a government administration would say so that we would stop raising cows. Now, I sent you all a picture, meaning the instructors and associates who were involved in this email back and forth yesterday. I sent you a picture of a milking parlor. And a commercial milking parlor has a roof, short walls, and then above the short walls for, let's say, 4, 5, 6 feet, open air. So air can blow through the milking parlor, because if you look at the mass of a cow, a lot of BTUs of heat that come out of a cow. So you have to get that heat out of the milking parlor. And also they do have flatulence, which is composed of some percentage of methane gas. So to ventilate all that, the heat and the dust from the cows and the tails, swatting the flies on the backs of cows, put all it together, you need ventilation, and a lot of it. Now, if the milking parlor were closed, you know, and there was a small door, and all these cows were trapped in there, yeah, I could understand the possibility of an explosion, but that's not what milking parlors are. They're open, especially in Texas, where it's hot. So something is really wrong with this equation. I'm not buying that this all happened in a milking parlor that was ventilated. Something is amiss in this equation, Bert. Now,
yeah,
I don't know.
And Vince, Fox News is now saying a minimum of 18,000 cattle. I'm not sure where they're getting their information from. It almost seems that number, I don't see how you get that many cattle in. Looking at the photos, it doesn't look like it's that big of a ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the black smoke is just like the black smoke in the derailments, in the railroad derailments that we saw in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Here's another email. Here's another email that I sent to you and Andy and Bill Chow and Robert Bryce. And it said, this was Andy, but copied to you. Andy, all cow barns have lots of ventilation simply because of the cows' BTUs and the need to breathe air. I don't believe that a spark could ignite the air/methane mixture in an open barn, Vincent. So that's what I said to Andy and you. It does not add up. Something is really, really wrong. It almost seems like intentional sabotage to me. It almost seems like neglect, the absence of maintenance, the absence of forethought. And it's just like the Bud Light. It's just like top management is saying, we didn't know that this campaign was going on. It was a massive campaign that pulled $1 billion a day out of the brewing company, AAB Brewing, formerly Anheuser-Busch. $1 billion a day for 6 days. Top management says, well, we didn't know anything about it. It was done by some lower-level person. So is what's happening across the United States of America, top management being AWOL? Are they neglecting their responsibilities? Are they neglecting their duties? Are they neglecting oversight? Is it happening at the board of directors levels of these corporations, or is it happening at the presidential and vice presidential levels of these corporations? Is it happening at middle management? It seems like people are not paying attention to quality, quality control, maintenance, and it looks like the accountants are running the show, and they're trying to deliver profits on share prices for the CEOs, executive compensation packages, and the shareholders at the expense of the planet.
Well, Vince, if the accountants were truly running the company, they'd be looking for profits, and obviously what transpired isn't going to lead to profits for Anheuser-Busch. Vince, one last question.
Bert.
Okay.
Bert, what I'm saying is, I believe they are looking for profits, and their sole motivation, or their major motivation, is looking for profits. And because they're looking for profits, they are cutting the costs that are protecting the company's longevity. They're, like, for example, in the railroad industry, we don't need to repair those rotting railroad ties. We'll just leave them. They'll be all right. You know, unless we put the train cars and locomotives on those tracks. And if we don't use the tracks, they'll be okay. But then when they use the rotting railroad tie tracks, because of lack of maintenance, lack of repairs, lack of paying attention and quality assurance, making sure the tracks are okay, then we have these derailments.
Yeah.
So that does cost money.
There was one railroad that did not go along with these new cost-cutting measures on the railroad. I forget the name of the railroad, but it turned out to be the one that Warren Buffett had invested in. And they did not go to these reduced maintenance schedules, and they have not had accidents, at least not to the degree of the other railroads. So there's something to that. Vince, one last question on the cattle, and I'm not trying to be macabre or funny here, but if dairy cows burn, what color is the smoke?
A cow, it's almost impossible, and I'm being very serious.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to light a cow on fire. As a matter of fact, it is impossible. Okay? And the reason is because of the moisture content. A cow is almost all water. I mean, there's some bones and there's flesh, but the flesh has a lot of water content. You cannot light a cow on fire. You can't take a cigarette lighter to a dead cow and have a burning cow. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. As a matter of fact, if you have a dead cow and you leave it out in the field somewhere, I guess we're gonna talk about dead cows for just a couple minutes. Now, I'll tell you a little bit more on the other side of the break. But this is life. And this is something that you probably are not going to learn anywhere else on radio. But we'll talk about what happens to a dead cow and how it's impossible to set one on fire.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Wilson asked me a question about cows and running cows. The bottom line is that there's a lot of moisture in mammals. And you have to boil off all of the moisture before you can get to a temperature that will ignite. Okay? So you could heat a cow and heat a cow and heat a cow, and the water would, or moisture would boil off at 212 degrees at sea level, 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Takes an enormous amount of BTUs of energy to burn a cow. Enormous amount. For example, and by the way, the protocol for a dead cow is to bury it, just like people, or burn them. But in Missouri, it's to bury them, to bury them at a depth that animals can't dig them up. But it would take a couple months if a cow were left out in the open. For a couple months, the moisture would then evaporate. And then what would happen is the bones would be picked clean by wild animals, and they'd be scattered, you know, in a radius, let's say 100 to 200 feet away from where the carcass was left. And what would happen initially in the first few days is the cow would get would blow up like a balloon, where the decomposition gases would build up inside the cow. And it would build and build and build, and the cow would be really, really bloated like a balloon until the skin ruptured or until the gases found an opening to leave. then decomposition would occur. But in terms of the problem that these guys have with the 13,000 or 18,000 cows, whatever the real number might be, they have a huge problem. Because if they pile them up and burn them, it'll take fuel. Typically, fuel oil, like diesel oil, would be poured onto these animals to light them on fire. And that'll be another amount of black smoke. And you know what? Maybe that's what we saw. Maybe that black smoke is a result of hydrocarbon fuel. But the bottom line is, a cow, you can't set a cow on fire. You know, just, you know, a cow that just died, a cow won't burn. It absolutely won't burn. And if you've watched these fires on television where they have these alleged bodies, there's still skin there. The body does not go up in flames. It might be cooked, just like a steak. Just like a steak doesn't disappear on the grill. It's not consumed by the fire. You still have a steak. Bert, back to you.
Yeah. So basically, Vince, I think what you're saying is the black smoke is indicative of something else going on, and who knows if the investigators are going to dig into it. But, you know, I hate to speculate, but there's, you know, it just, as told, the story doesn't add up yet. So let's just leave it at that.
Okay. I'm with you. It does not add up.
Yeah. So EPA and the administration wants to change electric car standards. Now, first of all, I don't even know if they're allowed to do that, because can the president or one of his agencies or bureaucrats just dictate what free enterprise can manufacture? You know, I understand there was legislation that went into place from Congress for the previous standards. The auto manufacturers agreed to them, and now serendipitously, they want to change the standards to, I guess the goal here is ultimately to sell more electric vehicles. They want to change how they calculate the mileage of electric vehicles, so that the net-net is that you'd have to have a larger mix of electric vehicles in your production. And I drive electric vehicles. I believe in them, but we have to have an energy grid that can support it. And it seems like the energy grid is going, actually becoming less capable of supplying energy. At the same time, we're asking more of it to power all these electric cars over the next year. So I don't get why it's almost being ignored. How are people supposed to be charging these vehicles?
They can't. They absolutely flat out can't charge their electric vehicles with the current grid and with the current power generating capacity. Can't be done. Impossible. And the drivers and owners of electric cars.
The UOT Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. A Massachusetts Air National Guard member working as an IT specialist was arrested in connection with the disclosure of highly classified military documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Jack Douglas Teixeira, in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
The 21-year-old man being accused is set to appear in a court in Boston today.
Jack Teixeira is a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was taken into custody without incident on Thursday. Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed he was arrested in connection with the alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. The FBI is investigating the leaks of hundreds of pages of military intelligence that were shared among a small group of people on a site popular with gamers. The documents include sensitive info about Ukraine and some U.S. allies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What have you
got
here?
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, when I was growing up, yeah, this is probably insensitive. But when I was growing up, there was a term. And the term was, what are you, new? There was another term, are you retarded? I guess you can't say those things anymore. But anyone who believes that a 21-year-old National Guard person was involved in releasing sensitive documents, military intelligence at a high level, is an idiot. Because it can take well over a year or two or more to get top secret clearance. I know this for a fact, that it can take that long. So having a 21-year-old, that person hasn't been alive long enough to be involved with the sensitive materials. This stuff is compartmentalized. This is insanity to try to convince us that these really secret documents, military intelligence, and that national security has been compromised by a 21-year-old. I can't believe it. I've been stewing about this for days. This is nuts. This can't be true. Just like the 13,000 or 18,000 cows being ignited by methane gas and just all burning to death because of methane gas. How could that be true? And then the black smoke. Class, seriously, when you see a fire, a wildfire, a forest fire, it's not black smoke. It's white smoke. But when you put in petroleum products, like gasoline, diesel fuel, tar roofing, those kinds of things, plastic, PVC, that yields black smoke. Bert, what's next? Did I lose you, Bert?
Yeah, Vince. Who knows what was in the mind of this 21-year-old National Guard member? They're saying that perhaps he had some emotional problems. Why was he put in a position where you're exposed to that many top secret documents? I guess we have a lot of questions to answer there. But
okay, Vince, my questions are: I don't believe he was. I don't believe he was exposed to those top secret documents.
So who do you think?
I don't believe that. Unless it's the same thing as we've been talking about. Where is top management? Where is middle management? Is anybody paying attention? It's like the cans of green beans that have the stems in it. Is nobody paying attention to the assembly line where they go, don't y'all be putting those stems in those cans? You know, the twigs? We're not paying attention. It's either that or the whole thing is a lie. This 21-year-old is the scapegoat for, you know, he's the Lee Harvey Oswald of this situation, the scapegoat. Or no one was paying attention to the information that he had. But I don't believe it. I don't trust it. I don't trust anything I hear, see, or read in the media. And I advise our class, don't even believe us. And we actually tell the truth all the time. Bert, I had a boss years ago. You never met him. He gave me my annual review, and he said, Vinny, you're really good at what you do, but you leave dead bodies everywhere. And what he meant by that, he said, you don't work well with stupid people. You can't seem to do it. If someone's not very smart, you can't seem to tolerate that. And I guess that comes through with my personality on the air. I think that's it. I think he was right, you know, 43 years ago when he told me that.
You know what that reminds me of, Vince, is we've talked about this often in class. A couple of years ago in Hawaii, they were, and I hate to use the word stupid, let's just say he was, you know, a person that didn't have all his abilities, but they promoted him to work on the staff that was in charge of putting out nuclear air raid warnings for the state of Hawaii. And they, you know, they wanted to give this guy a chance. And so he didn't really comprehend how everything worked. And he obviously accidentally set out an alarm that there was an incoming nuclear missile. And the whole state of Hawaii went berserk. And all, you know, they traced it back that they were trying to give this guy a chance to, you know, have a job he wasn't qualified for. And, man, I mean, luckily, I don't think anyone died in that, but you saw some of the video. There were families hiding in sewers, you know, climbing into the sewer and putting the cap back on, and freeways were jammed. There were accidents. There were just mass exodus to get out of the cities into the hills. And it was basically caused by somebody who was promoted to a job that they shouldn't have had. And it was crazy.
You know, lots of people have jobs they shouldn't have, and I'm trying to think of someone who might come to mind. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. He's in the news every day. Now, let's talk about him. Let's talk about him. And he wants to have the strictest emissions to date to force Americans to switch to electric cars.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about that guy?
Well, the thing is, I don't think you can unilaterally do that. You know, we've already have new standards going into effect. The auto manufacturers need years to plan for these things. They've agreed to it. So now they're trying to change it on the fly. So I don't think it's going to go through, but we'll see what happens. But Vince, I have another report here, and I hate to talk about these things, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now probing and sent a team to investigate a Tesla that was on autopilot. That 51-year-old man was driving by a school bus stop, and well, it didn't stop is the thing, and it ran over a 17-year-old student. Student's alive with injuries, but Vince, we've said it before, and we'll keep repeating it, the autopilot is just not safe. And it's not, I don't understand the advantage. What's the whole point? So you can sleep in the car or, if you're the person in the cockpit, you should be fully attentive. So I don't even understand what the purpose is. If it can't be done safely, what's the point? And it obviously can't be done safely. So, Vince,
hey Bert, remember, okay, so who's at fault? That'd be the shareholders, that'd be the top management, and that would be Elon Musk and people like him that are responsible for this. They are releasing this technology on the unsuspecting, generally dumb public, and the rest of us as well. They are putting electric motorized missiles, multi-thousand-pound missiles, on the road with no drivers. That's what they're doing. Elon Musk is the most, in my opinion, and don't believe anything I say, class, I think he's the most dangerous person on the planet. He is at the helm, at the highest level of the corporation, Tesla, stole the name from Nikola Tesla, makes electric cars, and puts computers in them to have them navigate themselves. And so, you know, when I see a school bus, you know, one of those yellow buses with, you know, yellow and black, and I'm behind it, I stay extra far behind it for the safety of everybody involved. Extra far. And when the school bus starts to come to a stop to let a passenger off, the lights flash to tell you, warning, warning, warning. Don't you be passing this bus, because the passengers might get off the right side of the bus, cross in front of the bus, and cross the road. And if you go to pass them, it's illegal, and you might kill somebody.
Yeah,
who's not expecting you to violate the law.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not programmed into the autopilot, so that seems like what happened.
Okay, so that's negligence. That's negligence. And so let's hold Elon Musk personally responsible for all of the damage and injuries and deaths that have been caused by his company's products.
Yeah. Well, Vince, not to be piling on Tesla, but they got another problem with another vehicle. As we talked about in a previous class, Tesla has introduced all-electric semi, which is a really space-age-looking truck. But, Vince, sorry to say, the parking brakes don't work. And so these trucks, and Frito-Lay has been the biggest first customer. The drivers would, and these do have drivers, would go into rest stops to, you know, do their business or take a break or whatever, and trucks were smashing into other vehicles, spreading Fritos around in the truck stops. And Motor Trends come out with an article on this, March 31st, Motor Trend, and basically what they're saying, you know, is that it's wisdom that they're repeating that you should never buy a vehicle in its first year of production because there's always gremlins. And I would add to that, if it's electric and it's new technology, so it's not just, you know, the new Camaro model or whatever, but it's something completely new, maybe it should be 2 years because these trucks are just moving on their own. I mean, it's probably a little disconcerting. You park your truck, go into the restroom, you feel better, you're coming back out to do the next leg of your haul, and you see your truck's in the wrong part of the parking lot, and there's people there grabbing Fritos. So not so good, but I guess no matter when you introduce it,
you know, it's
always
funny,
the first year. So
it's funny you're saying this, because they introduced this 18-wheeler, as far as I can tell, 18-wheeler.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it.
Electric powered 18-wheeler.
There's three axles on the cab.
And in the background, if you were going to hoodwink the generally dumb public, would you build an 18-wheeler that, you know, it really doesn't have the miles distance in the battery bank to carry a heavy load, or would you fill it with a product that is mostly air? So take, what is the number one product that you can think of that comes in a bag that you can buy that's all puffed up, that hardly weighs anything? Is there anything that weighs less than Cheetos? Is there anything that weighs less than Cheetos?
Yeah, potato chips.
That is in as big of a packet. Well, popcorn.
Potato chips.
Popcorn. Yeah, right. It sounds like Frito-Lay. Sounds like the stuff that they sell, right? So you put an 18-wheeler full of Cheetos. It's not like carrying a load of motor oil.
If you have
steel.
An IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, you can talk about Joe Biden and his show and tell, dog and pony show at Ford's new electric plant in Michigan. You can talk about him and what he's up to.
I haven't seen it, but you know, generally.
Right, hang on, then. Let me just tell the class what this is up to. He wants y'all to buy electric vehicles. Okay, and he's doing everything he can to force you to buy electric vehicles. And so he's taking this tour, and he is in front of screens, display screens, and he goes to a workbench where they've got what'd you call them? Show and tell examples on the workbench, and there's looks like an electric motor, and it looks like there's this computer control box about maybe 24 inches long. Maybe 12 inches deep, maybe 4 inches high. And he goes up to this thing, and he says something like, is this the totality? So this is the totality of the battery bank? And the person from Ford says, no, that's actually the computer. Here's a guy who's telling you he's a car guy. He wants you to buy an electric car. He's touring the factory. He's looking at the computer control system, which is in a metal box, and it's open up so you can see the circuitry, and he wants to know if that's the complete battery. The battery weighs thousands of pounds. This thing is, to describe the volume of this thing, if you were to buy a pair of boots, cowboy boots, this thing is the volume of the box that the cowboy boots would come in, and he wanted to know if that's the entire battery for an electric truck.
Yeah, Vince,
he has no clue.
We know he's not the brightest light on the tree. But so let me throw this at you. If you had to ride in a car with, and your choice was going into autopilot Tesla, produced from your favorite entrepreneur's factory, or ride in as the passenger with Uncle Bill as the driver. Let, you know, maybe it's his old Corvette. Which would you prefer?
Bert, I don't go anywhere where I don't go in my vehicle where I am the pilot.
Well, you let your family drive.
I don't. Most of the time I drive, but I train my family. I train my family, and my family maintains our vehicles. So I know the level of performance of the vehicles. I know the starting, stopping, acceleration, cornering capabilities. I know the condition of our vehicles, and I know my capabilities, and I know my wife's capabilities, and I know our son's capabilities. And I'm not getting in a vehicle that's driven by anyone other than them. And you can ask people who came to the Get Prepared Expo. If they saw me in a vehicle, they saw me behind the steering wheel.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, Vince, to answer your question, and again, we don't generally talk politics on, at least in, you know, in my class here, but it is very sad that we have somebody so incompetent, and we have had competent presidents of both political parties in the past, so it's not even a dig against his political beliefs. He's just not there, and it's really hurting not just our relations in the world, but it's hurting our ability to function as a world economy, as a military power. Let's hope we can get through this period and have somebody at least more competent running the best and most powerful country on the planet. So I don't know how we got.
Bert, when automobiles first started using liquid fuel like gasoline, I don't believe that the federal government said, "Hey, y'all, we need to build some gas stations, so we're gonna pay for them, and y'all just do the construction, or actually we'll manage this, and we'll give you the money, and we'll build gas stations across the country." That was done by private enterprise.
Exactly.
This thing with electric cars.
It would have taken longer if the government started getting involved, and it just people just on their own said, "Hey, I think I could make some money running a little shack here with a gasoline pump and a tank in the ground, and maybe I'll sell some Frito-Lays inside when they come to pay their bill." That was all done through free enterprise. There was nothing the government did, and I'd say the same thing with automobile development. That was all done by entrepreneurs like Henry Ford and the Chevrolet brothers, and also some people from Europe. And that was total free enterprise then.
And the way I used to work classes, this is for real. So a guy would open up one of those small gas stations, those shacks that Bert was talking about, put a couple of pumps out front, and the pumps selling gasoline, dispensing gasoline, only made enough money to pay the rent and the utilities. The lift bay is where the owner of that gas station made the profit. The gas just paid for the utilities, the rent, the taxes, etc. And that's the way it worked. And your potato chips now pay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.